Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, a grave misconception which prevails in the minds of most Muslims is the concept of intercession, which they think that they will be entitled to on the Day of Judgment. Most Muslims think that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for them on the Day of Judgment, and as a result, they will be forgiven. And one can, of course, only imagine the extent of misdeeds that Muslims do as a result of believing in this particular thing. And they think that they can do anything, they can just make hay and they can commit any sin they like. Ultimately, the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be instrumental in acquiring for them the salvation in the hereafter. So it is essential to realize that we must understand this concept of intercession from the Quran itself, so that we are able to gauge what the actual truth about this concept is. Now, study of the Quran in this regard reveals that intercession means that a person, first of all, asks forgiveness from the Almighty, and then the Prophet of God, for example, also presents his request in favor of the person who is asking for this forgiveness. So primarily, this is seconding the request of repentance which a person himself first makes. So in the absence of this, there is no concept of intercession. Now, besides this, the Quran also tells us that the whole issue of intercession is in the hands of God. No one else besides God has this authority. So therefore, we have to please God in order to become entitled of intercession. Secondly, the Quran says the person about whom one is to intercede, that person too will be singled out by the Almighty himself. And finally, as far as the intercession itself is concerned, it will be absolutely something which will be a statement of truth. It will not make anything false or any false thing true. It will be entirely based on the truth. So if these conditions are imposed on intercession, one can easily see that it is something of a very different category. It is not at all of the category that Muslims should think that they are absolutely scot-free to do anything, and ultimately the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will win for them paradise. Absolutely not. This concept of intercession has erroneously arisen amongst our minds, and we must reform itself. We also know from the Quran, where it has mentioned the law of repentance in Surah Nisa, that there is a stage, there is an instance in which if a person does not realize his sin right after committing it out of emotions and frenzy, and he also does not delay as far as his own death is concerned, when he sees in his own death, the Quran says if a person comes out of this frenzy and immediately realizes his sin, then the Almighty is bound to forgive him. However, the Almighty will not forgive people who die as disbelievers, nor will he forgive people who repent when they see death approaching them. But there could be an instance that a person does not delay his repentance as far as when he sees death, nor does he immediately repent himself after committing a sin out of frenzy. So of course, there could be an instance in which a person realizes in between this period. So we can expect from the Quran that the shafa, or the intercession of the Prophet, would perhaps be helpful for such people who, as I said, neither delay their repentance till death, nor do they repent immediately after committing a sin, but the whole matter is something in between. So one can expect that people who repent in this area, they will benefit from the intercession of the Prophet. However, we have already delineated earlier on that there are certain other conditions which are also imposed on this intercession. And if these conditions are realized and they are thought over, one can easily think that this intercession is not what we generally think. It is not a recommendation. It is not an absolute recommendation of a Prophet which will make us acquire the paradise in the hereafter. This is not the case. It is only a request on the part of the Prophet, and this request too will have those conditions which I have just mentioned. And finally, perhaps it will be for those people who actually do not repent immediately after committing their sin, nor they delay their repentance when they see death approaching them. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.